Carrie's Couch. Carrie's Couch.
So, Ari, I know that the Quadriplegic Association of South Africa was very lucky to have you leading them as the chairperson.
Yes, 20 years I was the CEO.
So let's look at the Quadriplegic Association of South Africa. And if we can look specifically at KZN, what are we like as a province when it comes to being wheelchair friendly, when it comes to being disability friendly?
That is such an appropriate question, Kerry. Durban is a great place for wheelchair users, especially. We have this brand new promenade. You know, for 8 kilometers, you can wheel your wheelchair. You know, interesting enough, I've done 180 park runs already along the beachfront. And we've got a long mat that goes along the beach to the water's edge. That's Ushaka. There are beach wheelchairs in that area. So if you're a wheelchair user, Durban's the place to come on holiday. Durban's the place to live.
And Ari, if someone has an establishment, a restaurant, something, and they not sure if they are wheelchair friendly or would like to be, what are the main things that you need to have in order to be wheelchair friendly?
Okay, so, but of course, parking close to the establishment is very useful, a wheelchair accessible parking bay, access into the restaurant, and then a toilet facility. You know, if you've got those three, pretty much going to be the choice of a wheelchair user when we make our decision where to spend our money.
And then, obviously, we've had almost a year now of lockdown. If you look at someone who is a wheelchair user, what happens with you and your chair? Do you have to sanitize your chair? Do you leave a chair outside and then take a new chair into your home? How does that all work? COVID and a wheelchair.
Well, Kerry, it is something. There were some protocols written for wheelchair users and you hit it on the dot. You know, we are pushing our wheelchairs using our pushrooms, and of course you pick up everything off the ground. A lot of wheelchair users wear gloves all the time to push their chair. So we need to be very sensitive about the germs that we pick up, whether it's COVID times or not, actually. So we do spend a lot of our time being choosy where we go. So I must say, I've kept out of shopping centers. You know, as I mentioned to you before we started this interview, yeah, I got COVID.
Tell me about that.
Sure. I got a hell of a fright. I've only just recovered. You know, I kick myself now for not testing sooner. I can tell you, I've dodged the bullet, especially someone with a spinal cord injury. We are extremely vulnerable, you know, with our chests and our diaphragms not being as strong. Yeah, I got through my COVID-19 experience.
Sure.
And maybe now I'm in my third chance at life again, and I'm certainly going to enjoy it.
And then, Ari, you are obviously a few years now into your new ability, your different ability. There is someone listening right now who is possibly at the very, very beginning of their journey. Is there someone that is available to talk to or to give advice to families of, friends of, and possible new wheelchair users?
Absolutely. The Quad Para Association of South Africa, interesting enough, the head office is in Hillcrest, Gillets area, knows exactly what they're doing. And you've got advice on your doorstep here in Durban. So I think the right thing to do would be to speak to somebody, because it's a hard journey. There have been lots of lessons learned that would short circuit all the unnecessary expenditure you might go through, and set yourself some sort of a target of where you want to be over what period of time. And if you only end up being mobility impaired, then you've done quite well.
Sure.
And mobility impairment really isn't that bad if you have the right equipment and if the city provides an accessible environment.
So Ari, if someone wanted to get hold of Quadriplegic Association of South Africa, how would they find it? Is it a Facebook group, an email, a number, anything you can give out?
Yes, of course. 031-767-0352. That's their phone number. And their email is info@quasa.co.za.
Oh, Ari, you are such an absolute pleasure. And it has been such a pleasure speaking to you. You made my day. Thank you so much.